A little about me. I'm Devin. I'm 36 as of writing this, and it's the 24th of April, 2021 AD, or 2 PC, as in post-COVID. I can already picture a mental crowd going, "Hey, Devin! How are you doing, Devin? Why are you writing this book, Devin? What makes you an authority on the subject matter, Devin?" Okay, crippling anxiety-inducing mental voices, I shall answer you if you leave me alone to my devices after this moment onward. I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking. Why am I writing this book? Hey, didn't I just address this question two paragraphs up? I did. But if you want me to expound, elucidate, fine. So, a buddy of mine popped over from out of town the other day, Corey. And Corey's infamous for hanging around with a younger crowd. Before you cast aspersions on the notable character of my very nice friend Corey, let me just clarify that I meant young adults. There. Does that make it better? Fine. Thanks. So, Corey and I were chatting, as longtime friends do, and he started throwing around these phrases that made my face imitate the timeless stare of Dwayne Johnson, that judgmental thing he does with the eyebrows, you know, the intense stare. Corey looked at me as if I was having some form of stroke, mimicking my facial expressions. In hindsight, it was very comical. Corey had just used some insane words that I hadn't heard before in my entire life, words like yeet. I will reiterate this, folks, I'm 36. It did not occur to me that my friend Corey was not having a stroke. I asked him if there was something wrong with him. Yee-yee, what you talking about? And then he lifted both arms up in the air at an angle and dabbed. Consider me for a second there, back in the drawing room with Corey with his forehead wedged in his elbow. Corey, a grown man. Corey, my old friend who'd somehow transcended the need for actual words in a conversation. I, simple-minded fool that I was back then, asked him what he meant by yeet. If you don't know, you don't know. And if you have to ask, you're uncool. So please, Devin, don't embarrass me right now, my guy. Worried about my dear friend's mental well-being, I prodded the matter further. Yo, listen, my dude, it's like this. It's like, you have to understand these kids, these Gen Zs. They form their own language, much like we'd form ours in order to communicate covertly in front of our parents. Remember the WhatsApp craze? Yeah, multiply it by 10,000 and then throw away your calculator and buy a supercomputer and be prepared to deal with the mathematics of infinity because that's how big it is, Corey said, his face grave. Yep, my friend had gone insane. I'll miss him. I asked him to be a bit more coherent with me. I wasn't in the mood for riddles. Gen Z slang is a dictionary unto its own, he told me. These kids, well, they can't be called kids anymore because Gen Z is technically everyone born after 1995, that is to say, their childhoods and their adolescence and teenage years, all of them were spent in pretty much the 21st century. So, their language is entirely new. In order to communicate with them, you have to learn how they speak.